Welcome to the Whack Brackets Podcast, the podcast elected by Congress to replace the 2020 presidential election. I'm Mike, and I'm very, very fortunate to have an almost famous, actually almost super famous guest here. He is a media magnate. He is a future world record holder and 13th best Elvis impersonator in the state of Alabama. I would like to introduce you to the one and only Scotty Moore. How are you, Scotty?
I'm doing pretty good, baby.
It's perfect.
Fantastic. Yeah, I like the media magnate because it makes me feel like the guy from There Will Be Blood. Like, I'm just going to start screaming about drinking your milkshake. I like that intro. It's good.
Yeah, thanks. I was stumbled a little bit. I'll probably have to clean that up a little bit. I'm usually a little cleaner than that, but I think I'm just in the presence of greatness here. I see that you have your own podcast network, and you're on, what, about 8 podcasts, right?
Currently, we do 6 weekly shows, 1 show that's seasonal. So that one's actually coming back in 2 weeks, although it might already be out. Season 2 might already be out by the time this episode gets released. And that's Deviant. But outside of that, most of what I do is weekly. So, yeah.
All right. You got any more of these podcasts you want to tell us about? And also, you need to tell us about this future world record holder thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, just go to aloadofpurebs.com. You can see all the shows there. They're listed out. I'm sorry. I do so many of these that I have reached a point where people are like, hey, what show do you do? And I'm like, don't even ask. Don't do this to me. Just go to the website. But I am trying to achieve the world record for the most podcast appearances by a single human being in a calendar year. And I feel like I did handicap myself because I didn't decide to do this until halfway through the year, meaning I'm only working at technically 50% of my power right now. So
shit. So yeah, you got a lot more podcasts to do. How many you got tonight lined up? 3 or 4 more?
Oh, I'm doing this one. I'm going to be doing our show, A Load of BS. I think we're going to be recording JWF Ignition, which is our pro wrestling audio drama. So, like, right. 3 tonight, counting this one?
Shit, man. Are you safe? I heard you got struck by lightning a little earlier tonight.
Or my God. The unit did. I was sitting there editing something for our Patreon, and then boom! Like, right outside my window, the house shook, and at first I was very scared because the monitor shut off, and I said, if I just lost this 2 hours of editing, I'm going to be furious. But no, apparently the PC was fine, it just shorted out my HDMI, okay. So now I'm, like, forced to record in, like, a corner where I can actually stare at my monitor. So, like, you're talking about me being a media magnate and all that. Meanwhile, I'm huddled with, like, yeah, a black curtain hastily thrown up behind me and terrible lighting.
Yeah, right now you look like you've been kidnapped and we're waiting for the ransom to come through.
It looks a bit like the beginning of the first Iron Man film. Like, I've been kidnapped, but I'm about to construct something out of bomb parts to help myself escape.
Well, good luck with that. I hope you do. But not before you finish the podcast. So I feel like now I'm the one that's holding you hostage here. So hopefully I'll be a good host. But with that in mind, we'll move on to our whack bracket. And I don't think a lot of people know what a whack bracket is. So if you would like, I'll let you explain it. If not, I will take over.
From what I'm seeing, is this man, it's like a normal NCAA bracket. The only difference is, from what I'm seeing, the rules change.
Yes.
But from level, so imagine an NCAA bracket, except like round 1, yeah, we'll play basketball. Round 2, the rules are baseball. It just, the rules change of what moves you forward, and it consecutively whittles you down to become, I would say, the most perfect person. Because if you win this bracket, you've succeeded in 3 different challenges, not the same challenge back and forth.
That's right. That's actually a pretty good explanation. The sad part is, not to ruin anybody that hasn't listened to episode 4, in no way, shape, or form did I really want Hooters to win last week, and it won, so I apologize for that. But other than that, I think we're going to have a better winner this week. I picked all the contestants that any one of these I would proudly stand behind as the Whack Bracket champion. With that said, I'm going to move to the first question. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Which of these two animals would you be more likely to find passed out in your hallway from partaking in too much boxed wine? Would that be a parrot, or would that be a guinea pig?
Okay. the guinea pig is clearly like the narc RA who knocks on your door every night and asks if anyone has seen any weeds. And like the guinea pig is such a straight edge piece of garbage that it's gotta be the parrot. And I know you said boxed wine, but I think it's a mixture of that and then any of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville line of products. The parrot knows how to party, but it gets to be a bit too much at times. I will say that.
I'm gonna say this about guinea pigs, because I am blessed. The Lord has blessed me with three guinea pigs, or at least my son. So, and they're loud little bastards, louder than you would think. But they have no concept of stopping. So even if it was a narc, if it's an undercover narc, one problem would be is that a guinea pig has trouble stopping. So once he starts something, he's going to go and see it to completion. So you could give these little bastards a head of lettuce. They'll eat the entire head of lettuce. So if a guinea pig starts on the wine, he's likely to finish said box wine. That being said, the parrot. You know what? Parrots to me are like small children and Facebook people that consume too much political news. Because literally all they do is they just repeat what they've heard. They don't really understand if it makes sense. They just repeat you, hence the term parrot. So I think a parrot would even be more likely to follow his buddy. So if one parrot is seeing somebody he's hanging out with drinking box wine and getting trashed, the parrot's going to be like, shit, I'm in. And at that point...
And once they learn, like, a phrase, you don't have to signal them. They'll just say it randomly. In other words, this parrot, like, saw someone drink wine once, and then everyone encouraged him. And so now he just does it on the reg, and he can't stop. It is a learned behavior.
Yeah, he's hanging out under the bridge with some hobos, and, you know, he's like, mad dog, mad dog. So, yeah, I do think... I would go in this situation. I think that I would go with the parrot being more likely.
Yeah.
Well, good. Then the parrot moves on to the second round, defeating the poor guinea pig.
So, that shitty little RA guinea pig kept asking kids, hey, you have any reefer? And like, no one has said that in years, guinea pig. You will never get us to admit things.
Can I have some of that marijuana? No, you little
heard
rat.
Y'all are smoking the devil's lettuce. It's me, the guinea pig.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how that little bastard would hold it. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they've got those little claws that kind of, you know. So, yeah, I'm not even sure he could hold wine. So, yeah, I do believe Parrot wins that. So the Parrot will advance the second round against the winner of this question. Which would you be more likely to see shopping at the Goodwill, a turtle or a cat?
Now... there are a few of these, because you've sent me these in advance. There are a few that have brought up questions, and the questions will help me decide my winner. Are they shopping at the Goodwill out of ego or necessity?
I've got questions and answers for that, because I'm not sure. I mean, that's the problem. If you see one of them shopping, you can make an assessment about said animal, but it could be
one. I think you could easily see both of them shopping there. The turtle shops there out of necessity. The turtle is poor. He can't hold down a job because he's just too slow to get anything done. So he keeps getting fired. He doesn't have a lot of money. He works as a midnight guard, and like he goes there because that's the only place he can afford. The cat is like a pretentious hipster asshole, just had brunch, had its avocado toast and mimosas, and is like, I'm gonna go buy a bunch of ironic band t-shirts for bands that I've never heard of, and I'm gonna distress them and wear them out in public, even though I've never heard of them. Like, the cat is there because they want to fill in the pretentiousness. They could afford to shop at like a Forever 21 or something, but the cat decides to go to the thrift shop because it's ironic.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that, because actually I have a little note down here, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I said about the cat, because cats are pretentious little pricks. But are they pretentious because they're just rich and just assholes, or are they kind of hipstery and they're just kind of pretentious? And, you know, instead of going, a cat is either going to go to Giorgio Armani and buy like a $500 pair of jeans with holes in it, or he's going to go to the Goodwill and buy a knitted beanie and flannel. So, you've got one or two. But the turtle, I'm actually going to riff on a little more, because to me, I think it's the turtle, and I'll tell you why. as you mentioned, he's less likely to have money, most likely. But one thing we know about the turtle that we're not sure about the cat, the turtle's a homeowner. And at this point...
Oh, the shell, yeah.
Yeah, he has to furnish his house. Now, the question is, without a job, most turtles, I would guess, are unemployed. Not to job shame a turtle, but I've never seen a turtle anywhere I've worked. So since he's probably unemployed, he needs the ability to furnish said house. So he probably can't afford a good throw rug or a good coffee table at even Target. So I'm guessing that he gets to the Goodwill, especially when the tag sales and the cheaper tags, and he's really doing his power shopping then. So considering that I'm cheap and I buy most of my clothes, including this shirt that Scotty is lucky enough to see, I bought this at the Goodwill because that's my thing. So I could definitely see a turtle being at the Goodwill more so than a cat.
Well, the problem is the way you're pitching this turtle is as, firstly, as a homeowner, but technically, I don't consider the shell a home because it's okay. Also its motor. Like, this is as if the turtle lives out of his car. So, one, we are already painting a very sad portrait of this character, but also is very slow, is jobless, so he can't technically afford anything at the Goodwill. To me, way you're describing the turtle almost sounds like he used to be addicted to mescaline and heroin back in the 80s, but he turned around, he found Jesus, and then he works at the Goodwill, and he just kind of takes extra stuff home with him. Because I don't think he can afford anything at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right. And the heroin addiction is probably a pretty good one, because most turtles, even when they're born, look really old in the face. But as they get older, I mean, you know, you see a turtle that's a year old, and he looks like he's like 40. You know, his neck's all scaly and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this turtle could have some sort of addiction, and maybe he can afford it. I mean, you know, he could be more of the shoplifting type. I'm not sure. You know, but yeah, with the cat, for some reason, I get the impression that a cat probably has money. But the question at that point is it hipster cat or is it rich dick cat? So that's what we have to decide here.
I mean, I don't think it's a rich... I think it's...
It can be both.
I don't want to dox you, but probably a young person who lives in the town you live in, where their parents have a lot of money, they don't have much money, so they're forced to shop at the Goodwill, but they act like it's because they're aloof, but it's technically because they don't actually have money.
Yeah. Hashtag, I'm not from this town originally, so I'll just add that. Hashtag, I work two jobs, so yeah, I live here. I'm shopping, as I mentioned, I shopped at the Goodwill just recently and do it on the regular, and it's not out of being facetious.
Y'all have a nice Goodwill, though.
We
I will
do have
that.
A nice Goodwill. That is the one thing that, if you live in my neck of the woods, the one thing I will say about my Goodwill is it is, you know, it's like fine dining, man. I mean, it's like dumpster diving behind like a Michelin star restaurant or something. I mean, it's pretty sweet out here. So, you know, I get all my clothes there. So
I think this might be our first argument one because like I firmly think the cat, and I know you're in turtle time.
I'm on turtle time. So I'll tell you the rules here. Since this is a two-person episode, if it's a three-person episode, we could come to an agreement. As a two-person episode, as the guest, you get the first override. So if you want to choose your override now, you can override the turtle with the cat. However, that gives me the right to override next time.
I'm scrolling through and seeing if like there's any. You know what? No, I'm gonna override it because I want to keep. And I don't know if this is how you play the game. But do the rules carry over of these characterizations? In other words, is the Margaritaville drunk parrot going to be who's competing against the hipster cat in the next round, or is it now default any cat versus any parrot?
I would say this. If you want those characteristics to carry over, you're more than welcome to do so. If not, you're welcome to change the characteristics.
No, I think we got to keep it going. Okay. I don't think we got to keep carrying it over.
Okay, I'm good with that then. So right now we know we have Margarita drunk-ass parrot and we have hipster douchebag cat advancing to the next round. Is that true?
Yes, that's who's next, yes.
Okay, hipster douchebag cat wins the first round and it will advance in the next round against drunk-ass Margaritaville parrot.
I just didn't want to have to keep Sad Boy Turtle going on any further than he had to.
He's got shit to steal, man. He's got heroin to do.
Yeah, and it would have been the saddest next round because it would have been like, who wins? The turtle or the parrot with alcoholism or the heroin-addicted turtle? It would become the saddest second round in history.
Yeah, it's like a... an HBO show or something, just
yeah, oh,
something
yeah.
very depressing as it advanced. It's like a very depressing version of The Wire, without all
yeah,
those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a very short backstory. So next contest is going to be a pig versus a goat, with the question being, better mosh pit participant.
Goat. Just goat. Keep going, goat. Like, there's no arguing. There's no arguing any world where a pig would kill it in a mosh pit. The goat wins.
Well, tell me why, just out of curiosity. Why Team Goat?
Them vicious kicks.
Okay,
have you,
yeah.
I mean, if you've ever been in a solid mosh pit, like, yeah, there are the punch boys, but the punch boys suck. It's the ones who can just waylay with kicks are the best ones. Meanwhile, the pig will be what I was in a mosh pit, which was uncomfortable and didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if it makes you feel any better, I've a couple of mosh pits I've been in back in my younger days. I was actually in a mosh pit. I was in a Metallica mosh pit back in 88, I believe, maybe 89. And the thing I learned about a mosh pit is because everybody's trying to get to the front of the stage, the crowd was swirling. And somehow or another, I actually got onto the fence and was able to kind of like hook my arm around the fence. So I was able to stay on the gate the entire time and not engage said mosh pit. The only thing I would do is throw like back elbows and back kicks every so often. That's all I had to do.
See, with me, I was the douchebag who would sit on the outskirt of the mosh pit. And if there was like any attractive woman near me, I'd be like, get behind me. And then I would hold out the fist of like, this is the edge of the mosh pit. I protect. Stand back. So that was my deal. The worst thing I ever saw was one time one of my friends was in a mosh pit at this rinky-dink venue like in the middle of Georgia, and apparently there was a gang that kind of ran that venue.
Shit.
And we joked that we were a gang, like, not really. Ooh. It was just like when you were like with a bunch of punk kids, you're like, oh, we're like the Green Street Hooligans, that's us. So we show up, and then one of my buddies, who I almost just doxed, but I'm not going to, apparently accidentally elbowed one of them on the mosh pit. But because they knew they were a crew, and they knew we were a separate crew, thought that was us throwing a rock across enemy lines. And then I'm sitting in the audience because I don't like being in mosh pits. So I'm sitting and I see my buddy and I'm like, oh, look at him having fun. And then I see what can only be described as a tidal wave of humanity go up in the air and crash down upon him. And the next time I saw him, he was covered in blood. And I said, yeah, that's why I don't get in mosh pits. But this guy, goat should. The goat would.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you, but I at least want to give the pig a defense here. And I'll tell you the defense for the pig, though I do agree, goat. I'm also team goat because he also has those generally badass horns, so he's going to inflict some damage and people aren't going to want to get close to him. But the thing we do know about pigs is they're pretty fucking durable. They generally, at least on a farm, cause more damage than a goat. And
yeah,
the one negative they have working against them is they don't sweat, which would be really hard in a mosh pit to get through a mosh pit without sweating. And finally, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just got my favorite mental image of all time. And it's reminiscent of one time they did a circle of death, which, of course, is where a bunch of idiots run around in a circle while metal plays. And one of my friends was in the middle of it, raving as like lights were flashing down on me. I much prefer this image of the guy being like, time for circle of death, and then it starts up, and then there's just a very confused pig in the middle of the circle of death, just staring like, what's happening?
Yeah, not sweating like a bitch. So he's hot. I did see one video that would make me at least consider the pig, but I'm still going with the goat. As I saw a video, because YouTube has a video of everything, it was a goat picking on a pig. And eventually, like, the pig got pissed and kind of attacked the goat. And then the goat turns around and starts attacking a smaller goat. It's like, it's kind of like redneck that gets in a fight and loses, and then he goes home and beats up his little brother. It was kind of that. That's exactly what happened.
See, my mental image for pig never went towards like warthog or an actual pig. It just always was, it went to the pig from Gravity Falls. I can't remember his name off the, like this cute, adorable, tiny pig. And I'm like, that thing's going to lose so quickly in a mosh pit.
Yeah. If you're thinking similarly, if we throw Babe in a mosh pit, Babe's got a short shelf life in a mosh pit.
Yeah, Babe will become pulled pork very quickly.
So this is one we're going to agree on. It is the goat is going to be more durable in the mosh pit, and he's going to go on to the next round against the winner of this one. It is a chicken versus a dog, with the question being, who is more likely to start eating on their owner after he dies first?
I have several questions on this one. One, has the owner because at first I was like, this one's simple, but then I thought, firstly, has the owner recently consumed any type of meal involving corn? Or maybe even had a nice bourbon whiskey?
It's possible. I mean, you know what? This is, the thing is if he did, the only agreement that we've made is that whatever we decide in this round has to carry on to the next round. So if the owner comes up next round, we have to decide one way or the other. I can go either way on that.
Well, okay, so we can go either way with that. My second is, you say owner as if it's a pet.
Yeah.
So is this a... it's all fixated on the chicken, because I was like, I can't just immediately say it's the dog, so we gotta try to find the chicken a way out. Is the owner like a Joey and Chandler from Friends, where they just have a fowl in their apartment and they just kind of chill with this chicken? Or is it the traditional term of the owner of a chicken, which is a farmer? In which case, I consider this almost street justice, and the chicken killed the farmer and then just was like, we got to find a way to get rid of the body. Eat up, boys.
Peck that shit. No, it's like I said, we can go either way on this. Personally, I've never really seen Friends, so I don't know what shenanigans Joey and Chandler get into. But I saw a monkey in passing on an episode. I don't think I've seen
a Ross
chicken.
Has a monkey, and I think Joey and Chandler have a duck, maybe? Hold on.
Okay.
I don't think it's a chicken, so.
Okay.
Anyways, as you were saying.
They have a fowl. So either way, they could have had a chicken. So we could go either way. I guess technically this was kind of a pets bracket. With that being said, my mind didn't think originally about like a domesticated house chicken. I was thinking more of an outdoor chicken, because some people do keep them kind of as pets. You know, if anybody was going to keep it as a pet that we know, it's going to be that hipster ass cat with his 5-foot yard. So you know what? Let's go that way. The cat owns the chicken, and he keeps him out in the backyard with the plants and shit that he's growing.
Also, just looked it up. They own both a duck and a chicken.
Oh, well, there you go. Ta-da.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, so now we've got to think about possibly this big finale where the chicken is seeking retribution on its owner, but it has to go through this Mortal Kombat-esque tournament to face off against it.
Exactly.
And you know what? You said would. You did not say does.
Right.
Does eat the owner. In other words, the owner doesn't have to be dead. The cat doesn't have to be dead. In this case, I think this chicken just hates this cat so much and wants to eat it.
Okay. So you're thinking team chicken here?
I'm now, like, as much as I want to be team dog, because it's the logical, normal thing to think, myself as a storyteller needs this chicken to move on to finally deal out street justice to its horrible cat owner.
To its horrible cat owner. Well, unfortunately, he may not get the cat, but he might. We're going to see. But we do know this about chickens, or at least from what I've seen about chickens, they're kind of garbage disposals anyway, so they'll eat anything. So I could see them eating an owner, especially if the cat owned the chicken. I could definitely see
it. Yeah.
I could definitely see it. Now, that being said, I try to do a little research, and I try not to make this a very educational show, because what education can you glean from a show like this? Well, I can give you at least one thing. I looked at a National Geographic article, and they said that no doubt a dog would eat their dead owner. And they said 23% of dogs start eating their dead owner, at least in the cases they saw, in less than one day.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, it's a dog, obviously. But, like,
Yeah, so, I mean, it's funny because the dog acts like he's your best friend, but once he sees you face down blue on the ground not breathing, he's like, Bob, you look like a dish, buddy. And next thing you know, he's gnawing on your face. Either way, I think I am going to agree with you on Team Chicken here.
I have the reason, and it might be my new favorite thing ever written in the Washington Post.
Oh, no.
Because my other question was, are chickens vegetarian? And the headline is, people love chickens that are vegetarian fed, but chickens are not vegetarians, which leads to the greatest quote of all time.
Oh, no.
They're like little raptors. They won't meet. The idea that they ought to be vegetarians is ridiculous. It's a little raptor. That makes me so happy.
Oh, man. The sequel to the next Jurassic Park is just going to literally be like a guy in overalls feeding like 50-foot tall chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
I would watch that movie. I'm not even a big Jurassic Park fan, but I would watch that movie.
Chickens are the furthest thing from vegetarians. That advertising's ridiculous. It's like people going to the zoo and saying they only want to see a vegetarian tiger.
Oh, man. You got to grain feed them tigers, boys.
This vicious chicken moving on, like that goat may not stand the chance.
We're going to have to see what the question is. You and I know what the question is, but the audience doesn't. So we'll leave them on pins and needles. But I do agree. I'm going to go Team Chicken here as well. So in the first round, just to remind everyone, on getting drunk on boxed wine and passing out in your hall, we decided on the parrot. More likely to shop at the Goodwill, we decided on a cat. Better mosh pit participant would be the goat. And more likely to eat its dead owner's body the quickest, that would be the chicken. So on to the second round, where we will face said parrot, who is likely an alcoholic, against hipster cat, with the question being, which animal could you make a cooler coat out of?
I once again have many questions. The main one being, are we going to skin it, or are we going to use it whole?
I think you'd have to turn it like a rabbit skin coat, or like, you know, like snake skin boots, because yeah, you would need several of these animals' skin.
Yeah, but my thing is, though, could you imagine a coat that's just a bunch of dead parrots hanging, so it kind of forms like rows of dead parrots all around you in a coat-like fashion, and then maybe instead of buttons to pay tribute to how the parrot was when he lived, there could be like corks from all the wine bottles that they consumed, and then those connect to kind of tie it up. Because like, I don't see, and I guess this is my lack of fashion knowledge, but like, outside of like a boring, like normal coat, I can't think of anything fun or fashionable we could do with hipster cat.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the cheater in me wanted to, well, not the cheater, you overturned me on this. I thought the turtle would make a good round here because you could make some real tactical armor out of a fucking turtle. But with that said, I'm still not sure he would have gotten past this parrot, because could you imagine making like a pimp coat out of a parrot? You could have wings. I mean, you look like a superhero and a pimp.
Yeah.
It would be a pretty dope-ass coat.
And like I said, the cat one feels too Cruella de Vil to me. Yeah. I love the cat. I love the characterization we've made for her and her hipster avocado toast lifestyle. But, like, it's hard to top that Jimmy Buffett parrot. Like, he's That's so right. good.
He's just such a good character, man. It's a shame he had to face that heroin-addicted turtle in the first round. But I'm glad to see him. You know what? The chicken's going to be happy. Even if the chicken didn't get his ultimate face-to-face revenge, at least the cat's been eliminated from this contest.
Well, one of his bird brethren took her down, so, like, you know, he feels good.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. That actually, that makes a little sense to me. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've got a unanimous decision that it is going to be the parrot that's going to go on the final round against the winner of this question, which is our goat versus our chicken. Better replacement for an aging Sonic the Hedgehog.
Do we need to keep all of the characteristics of Sonic? Like, do they need to keep portraying this gotta-go-fast attitude of Sonic? Or could we try to take the genre into a different direction?
I think we could take the genre into a different direction. You see that sometimes, where the aging character gets squeezed out, and it's not always the same character they replace it with. They try to add some new features, or they try to make it a little more interesting. We've seen that in superheroes in the past. So I think Sonic is just, as fast as he is, age is going to catch up to him, and he's not going to be able to do all the things Sonic is known for. And if he were to be replaced by a youthful character, which of these two characters would be a better, more interesting replacement in the game for Sonic?
Yeah, I'm actually having to currently go down a little bit of a logistical rabbit hole, okay, because I'm assuming this chicken and this goat are normal sizes, but I'm also where the Sonic the Hedgehog universe is kind of tailored to Sonic the Hedgehog, you know? Like, it's all really based around his size, and it, from what I'm seeing, Sonic the Hedgehog is 100 centimeters tall, which means that he is about three feet 3 inches. How tall a goat? This is now just me having to do a lot of, like, research, because I think a chicken is definitely not 3 feet 3 inches tall.
No, not at all. And a goat is not... I've seen smaller goats, but, yeah, sometimes goats can get pretty big.
I would say this. Sonic is taller than both a goat and a chicken.
What?
Yeah. Really? Average goat height currently. Okay, no, not as tall as the tallest goat, but goat height at average is 16 to 23 inches.
Okay, and Sonic's 100 centimeters, which is what, about 30 some inches?
No, that's like. Yeah, no, never mind. That's 36. Sonic was 39 inches tall.
Okay.
So gotcha. Actually, you could put the goat. You could put the chicken on the goat, and it would not reach the heights of Sonic the Hedgehog.
But we think a goat would be a better size fit than a chicken. Unless it's one of those Jurassic chickens.
Well, not only that, you gotta consider old Sonic's gotta roll up in a ball a lot to get around, and I think a chicken's more well-equipped to get up in a ball. Also, we've already established our chicken's a chicken with attitude. Our goat just likes to kick.
Yeah, he likes to mosh and kick. Maybe horn a few people.
Yeah, like, from our description, this goat is just a normal-ass goat. Our chicken is a chicken with attitude. I think this chicken would be a chicken of the 90s. He drinks Surge Cola. Like, he's ready to go and party. I'm thinking the chicken. And then, like, you know Sonic, when he turns into Super Sonic, gets old gold. Yeah. Our chicken just turns into a Velociraptor.
Oh, shit. That's actually next level thought process there. I like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is like Sonic 2020.
Yeah.
We have to come up with, I guess we could name the chicken Sonic as well, but we definitely have to come up with an image. If anybody out there in the Whack Brackets land actually likes to draw and would do so for free, draw us a chicken to replace Sonic the Hedgehog, and I will post it. I will mention your name for the next 10 episodes and give you whatever you want. That's not financial, because I probably live in a neighborhood that's too expensive for me, so I'm very poor. But regardless of that, I think I'm going to agree with you, because not only that, like you said, the ball, I think it'd be kind of cool to see a chicken go. He could roll, you know, He's got short limited flight even, which makes him even a little more, maybe adds a totally new angle to everything.
I made the mistake of looking up chicken in Sonic, trying to find a character, and all I found was, we've got new fried chicken offerings available at Sonic Drive-In. Like, that's not what I need. Oh, wait, there is a chicken.
Oh, shit.
He was apparently from Archie Comics. It's a robot chicken named Scratch. Maybe Scratch could take over.
But yeah, we had a little audio difficulty there. Thanks, Squadcast. You've been good so far, but for some reason, you kind of shit the bed on that one. Regardless, back to the point at hand, we believe that Scratch the Chicken here by Robot Comics may make a good replacement for Sonic. And as such, we believe that we should approach Robot Comics with this idea and hopefully get points. If they were
well,
to
it's
actually
it's Archie. Place. It's a robot in Archie Comics. So it's not going to be as easy for us to get in touch with Archie, I don't think.
No character in Archie Comics is any good, I don't think. I have no idea. They don't seem like a very forward-thinking comic to me. But what do I know? I didn't read Archie Comics. Regardless of that, I think we agree that we're going to let this chicken go on to the next round.
Oh, hell yeah. This chicken's the hero of this bracket.
He kind of is. He's actually set himself up really nicely for this last question. The parrot, not so much so, but we'll try to make a case for him. But the chicken is looking pretty good here, because this last question is between the chicken and the parrot, more interesting as the primary character in a reality TV show.
I once again have questions.
Okay.
Are we going to have them speak, or is this an Animal Planet style documentary? I think whichever way they go, they've got to speak.
I would say this. We already have a chicken that's in a video game. So I think at that point it would make sense that we allow them to have more personality. So I'd say let them speak.
What if the show for the chicken is them trying, like petitioning to become the new Sonic? Like, they're not there yet. So it's the chicken trying to learn to be the new Sonic.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that, like, the parrot would be good for is, like, an intervention show. He'd have to get his parrot buddies there.
I think, because, like, I would watch an Entourage-style series with this parrot. Like, he's graduated college, and they still like to... It's definitely, like, trash reality TV. It's definitely a Jersey Shore. It's definitely, like, one of those. But you just watch to see, like, oh, no, what trouble did the parrot get into now? And, like, the parrot's still, like, in the news all the time, and you'll read about the parrot, like, getting into chaos. And then you watch the show to get, like, the full story. I think the parrot would do very good as well. It's just a matter of, do we want a trash reality TV show, or do we want something a little more wholesome of just like this young chicken, almost Kimmy Schmidt style, finally escaping their evil owner and now finally trying to live out their dreams of becoming the new Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, I think either one of them's compelling TV, and that's why this is a difficult one.
Yeah, they both would be good TV. I'm trying to think. I would say this, at least my opinion on the parrot, and I don't know if we want to hold his personality from the first round, but we agreed that he's kind of a follower. He kind of does what his buddies do, because he repeats things, and then he's more likely to follow, do the same thing over and over. So I think maybe the first episode or two would be really good. I think he may tend to do the same thing repetitively, and may not be that interesting, whereas, like, you could make an entire series, potentially several seasons, of the chicken as he's young and he's preparing, and then he's in the contest to get the right to be the next Sonic, and then he's the Sonic, and then there's, you know, a couple years later, there's another upcoming animal, maybe a guinea pig, that's trying to take over his job, and he's trying to keep his job. So I think maybe, just maybe, the chicken might be the more interesting of the two.
I've now fully forgotten about the tournament, and I'm now just creating my pitch for this show, because I want the I want the parrot in there. The parrot is his... Okay, no. I'm pulling up the list. The parrot's in there. The parrot's his shitty roommate who's always drunk and repeats everything he says. The cat is obviously, like... I know we said owner, but I don't like that in this universe. I think, like, an ex-girlfriend
who's
very angry and jealous and doesn't believe in his dreams.
Okay.
The goat is, I don't know, maybe like the property owner, like he owns the apartments.
I don't know. He likes to mosh, though, so I think he's got to be maybe the guy that crashes on the couch.
He could be a Kramer. He's the wacky neighbor.
Yeah, what about the pig? The pig's the landlord, right?
The pig is the landlord. The pig is just always kind of, because like our description of pig was just kind of very lazy and not does much. Like he always just sits there and he's just begging stuff.
He's surly and pissy.
Yeah. The turtle is maybe like the guy's No. The pig is the pig is the guy's boss, or no, his agent.
Ooh, shit, yeah.
Because he's in Hollywood. He's trying to get in the next hot video game. The turtle is the landlord, and it just takes so long to get any response back from him. It's kind of like the sloths in Zootopia. It's a fun goof.
And then the dog is just like his chucklehead best friend. It likes to hang on, maybe?
Yeah, because I think we could have three. Like, the dog always comes over. The parrot is the roommate. I guess the guinea pig could be a...
He's the guy who's competing later on in the show, so he doesn't even have to show up in the first season.
Do we want to do that? Because the guinea pig was such a narc.
Yeah, you know what? That's more reason to hate him later. Maybe he's a narc in the show, and then later on he's trying to find out the secrets underhandedly so he can take over this guy's job.
What if he's like a TMZ reporter?
Ooh, shit.
Yeah. And he's always trying to catch this guy. And, like, our chicken wants to do well. He wants to become Sonic. Right. He wants this great... And he's a good guy. But, right. like... The guinea pig is always there. Also, I love how we have not even delved into the concept of the guinea pig being a test for something. We're just like, whatever. Or that could be it. He could be the shithead friend they always send in to experiment with things before they do it. So he is the guinea pig of the affair.
Yeah, I think making him the guinea pig's too obvious. I think that's the thing. We need to give the guinea pig. I love the narc idea, and I love the TMZ idea, so I want to stick with that. And maybe he's hired actually by, like, another hedgehog who thinks he's, like, the heir to the Sonic throne.
No, he's hired by Sonic.
You think so? But Sonic's getting old. Is Sonic like a Ric Flair in this?
Yes, he wants to hold on to it, baby. He wants to hold on to his career, and he sees this... chicken that's getting eyes on him, and people are like, that could be the new Sonic. It's a real Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno situation.
Yeah, except that Sonic was actually talented.
Oh. Not,
Jay Leno was kind of,
And you know what? Conan O'Brien does kind of look like a human chicken, so it all does fit.
It ties.
Together.
So yeah, even though all these characters can be in this reality show, I think we're going to have to agree that the chicken is the main character.
Oh, the chicken is no doubt. It's Unbreakable Chicky Schmidt is what we've created.
The Unbreakable Chicken Shit.
Oh,
so,
God.
So yeah. Oh, so long story short, I think we have determined that for the fifth episode, the chicken is going to be the winner of the Pets Whack Bracket. And if we ever have another Pets or Animal Whack Bracket, which means I'll have to have a lot of these shows with pets or animals, the chicken will survive to live another day as he's fighting to become the next Sonic the Hedgehog. So with that being said, Scotty, I'm going to ask you if there's anything you want to add to this episode.
Hey, you want me to come on your podcast? Look me up, Scotty Mo on Twitter, SCOTTYEMO. Help me break a world record, and I will come on your show and talk about this beautiful chicken who deserves to be the next Sonic the Hedgehog. And of course, check out all of the other programs that I'm on at aloadofpurebs.com. And if you want to follow me on this epic, crazy journey, follow me on Podchaser, podchaser.com. You can see all kinds of all the different shows I've been on, all the different shows that many creators have been on, and it helps you find stuff that you didn't realize that other creators were on. Like, one of my buddies, Brian, I didn't realize he did a podcast about being a father. I listened to that. It was very rewarding. So find me on all the shows I do on Podchaser, and thank you as always for having me. Can't wait for this good Chicken Sonic show.
This is going to be a banger. But yeah, I'm going to lead out here, and I'm going to let everybody know that I have only two podcasts because I don't aspire as highly as Scotty does. But my other podcast is Only Stupid People, and it's at Only Stupid Pod. This podcast, of course, is Whack Brackets, and you can reach me at Whack Brackets. And I'm on the three major social media platforms. I'm on the Instagrams and the Twitters. I prefer the Twitters. Instagrams I go to because for some reason I get better traffic from there. You can reach out to me on Facebook, but even though I am a man of an older generation, I find Facebook to be a shit platform and I don't use it very often. So I will get back to you eventually when I check my Facebook, but won't be very often. With that said, if you have any ideas for Whack Brackets or if you agree or disagree with our final winner of this, let me know at any of those social media platforms. As well as, I did not know about Podchaser, so now I'm going to have to check that out and see all the podcasts Scotty's been on, and I'll have to do something about getting myself on these platforms. So, with that said, this is a future world record holder, Scotty Moore, and this is Mike Wallace, and I'm going to say bye, and I'll let you do the same thing, Scotty.
Bye!